Every moment, every breath, we thank Allah. The blessings of Ramadan, the blessings of Ramadan, the blessings of Ramadan, the blessings of Ramadan.
Alhamdulillahi Rabbil Alameen, wa salatu wa salamu ala Sayyidil Mursaleen, amma ba'd, fa'a'uzu billahi min ash-shaytanir rajim. Bismillahir Rahmanir Rahim. As-salatu was-salamu alayka ya Rasulullah wa ala alika wa ashabika ya Habibullah. As-salatu was-salamu alayka ya Nabiyyallah wa ala alika wa ashabika ya Nurullah. The Prophet of mankind, the peace of our heart and mind, the most generous and kind, sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa alihi wa sallam, has stated, "Whoever recites salat upon me 1,000 times daily shall not die until he sees his palace in heaven." Sallu ala al-Habib, sallallahu ta'ala ala Muhammad. Dear Islamic brothers, books of ahadith are full of virtues of Ramadan. There are so many bounties and blessings in Ramadan that our Holy Prophet sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa alihi wa sallam even said, "If my ummah had known what Ramadan is, they will wish if only Ramadan remained the whole year." Sayyidina Salman Farsi radiallahu ta'ala anhu has narrated that on the last day of Sha'ban, the Prophet of Rahmah, the intercessor of Ummah, the owner of Jannah, sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa alihi wa sallam, said, "O people, an auspicious and blessed month has approached you. In this month, there is a night that is better than 1,000 months. Allah Azza wa Jal has made it fard to fast in this sacred month. To offer Taraweeh Salah in its night is sunnah. If you do a good deed in this month, it will be equivalent to carrying out a fard act in any other month. And if you perform a fard act in this month, it will be equivalent to carrying out 70 fard acts in any other month. This is the month of patience, in which reward is heaven. This is the month of sympathy, and the believer's sustenance is increased in this month. In this month, the one who serves a fasting person with something to do iftar will be forgiven for his sins, and his neck will be freed from the fire of hell. And he will be rewarded the same as the one who fasted, without any reduction in the reward of the fasting person." The companions asked humbly, "Ya Rasulullah sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa alihi wa sallam, not all of us possess enough money to present a meal to the fasting person for iftar." He sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa alihi wa sallam replied, "Allah azza wa jal will give this reward to the one who offers a sip of milk, a date, or a sip of water to the fasting person. And the one who serves the fasting person with a meal so that his stomach is full will be given water from my pond." He sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa alihi wa sallam replied, "Allah azza wa jal will give his reward to the one who offers a sip of milk, a date, or a sip of water to the fasting person. And the one who serves the fasting person with a meal so that his stomach is full will be given water from my pond, Kawthar, such that he will never feel thirsty and he will enter heaven. The first 10 days of this month are mercy, the middle 10 days are forgiveness, and its last 10 days are freedom from the fire of hell. One who treats his slave leniently in this month by not burdening him with heavy duties will be forgiven and freed from the fire of hell. In this month, there are four things which you should do in abundance. Two of them will earn the pleasure of Allah Azza wa Jal for you, and you cannot do without the other two. The two which you cannot do without are: number one, to ask Allah Azza wa Jal for heaven. Number two, to seek refuge from Allah Azza wa Jal from hell." Dear Islamic brothers, the hadith describes the mercy, blessings, and the glory of Ramadan in great detail. In this month, we must make a special effort to please Allah Azza wa Jal by reciting the blessed kalima as many times possible and by repenting in abundance. We must not neglect asking Allah Azza wa Jal for entrance into heaven and protection from hell. These are the two things we must persistently ask for. Allahu Akbar, how blessed Ramadan is. A renowned commentator of the Quran, Mufti Ahmad Yarhan, alayhi rahmatul mannan, has stated in the commentary of the Holy Quran, Tafsir Naimi, there are four names of this sacred month. Number one, Ramadan. Number two, the month of patience. Number three, the month of sympathy. Number four, the month of increased sustenance. Elaborating the foregoing names, he, rahmatullahi ta'ala alayhi, has further stated, fast is patience, whose reward is Allah Azza wa Jal, and fasts are observed in this month. It is called the month of patience. Sympathy means treating others well. This month is called the month of sympathy, because the reward of behaving well and sympathizing with Muslims, especially relatives, is increased. In this month, sustenance is increased and even the poor enjoy the bounties of Allah Azza wa Jal. Therefore, it is called the month of increased sustenance. Sallu ala al-Habib sallallahu ta'ala ala Muhammad. O Allah Azza wa Jal, for the sake of Mustafa sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa alihi wa sallam, forgive us, our parents, and all the Muslims. O Allah Azza wa Jal, forgive the mistakes of this dars and all our sins. Give us the enthusiasm to become pious and practicing Muslims, and make us obedient to our parents. O Allah Azza wa Jal, make us your sincere lovers and of your beloved Rasul sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa alihi wa sallam. Cure us from the disease of sins. O Allah Azza wa Jal, give us the ability to act upon the Madani in'amat and travel with the Madani kafilas. O Allah Azza wa Jal, bless us with the enthusiasm of making individual efforts to persuade others to carry out Madani activities. O Allah Azza wa Jal, free every Muslim from disease, debt, unemployment, wrongful court cases, and every type of worry. O Allah Azza wa Jal, may Islam dominate and the enemies of Islam be disgraced. O Allah Azza wa Jal, bless us with steadfastness in the Madani environment of Dawat-e-Islami. O Allah Azza wa Jal, bless every Muslim with obedient offspring. O Allah Azza wa Jal, bless us with the martyrdom under the shadow of the Green Dome while we are beholding the beloved Prophet sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa alihi wa sallam, and grant us burial in Jannatul Baqi and the neighborhood of your beloved Prophet sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa alihi wa sallam in Jannatul Firdaus. O Allah Azza wa Jal, for the sake of the fragrant breeze of Medina, accept all our lawful du'as. Ya Allah Azza wa Jal, your bondsmen ask me to make supplications. Fulfill their du'as and relieve them of all complications. Ameen, bijahin nabiyyil ameen, sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa alihi wa sallam. Inna allaha wa malaikatahu yusalluna ala nabi. Ya ayyuhal ladhina amanu, sallu alayhi wa sallimu taslima. As-salatu wa salamu alayka ya Rasulallah, wa ala alika wa ashabika ya Habiballah. Subhana rabbika rabbil izzati amma yasifun, wa salamun ala al-mursaleen, wa alhamdulillahi rabbil alameen. Bihaqqi la ilaha illallah Muhammadur Rasulullah.
Every moment, every breath, we thank Allah. The blessings of Ramadan, the blessings of Ramadan, the blessings of Ramadan, the blessings of Ramadan.